Blog Talk Radio.
And I have two other professional speakers that I don't even have hooked up. If I hook those extra two up, oh my God. Shh. Nigga, I'll be in here with fucking headphones. All right, let me put the phone number in there, man. I'm gonna take this phone call. I would love to have a conversation with at least one or two people, man, so we can come to a common ground. And I'm gonna move on from there. You know? And move on from there. Truly yours, what's up, sweetie? H20 Jim, what's up, sweetheart? How you doing? Don't know what you love. Word up. But you said don't feel bad at all. Don't let your hair grow on your tongue, brother. I don't know, that's some damn Jamaican proverb. I don't know, but I don't know. You know, it's all love. It's just jokes. But numbers right there. So if anybody want to call in on this subject, please call in. Why are you going? What, scared of what, love? What you gonna be scared of? Dude, all right. Can I say something? Can I say something? I'm sorry, everybody. Do I come off too aggressive to where I think I'm going to bite your head off and just say something I don't like? No, I hope it's not that. No. You have a lot of bad karma coming your way, bro. No, I've been having a lot of good luck, man. Listen, why would you want to wish? See, this is what I'm saying. Why would you want to wish karma on me for speaking about people who disrespected my people? Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate you, H2O. Appreciate you. That's what I'm talking about, pussy talk. Exactly. Mikey Dread, as much as I want to delete you right now and block you, I'm not even going to do that, brother. I'm not coming from a hateful place. Maybe you came in late. Damn, I should drop. I ain't smoked no weed in days. I should try it. I know. Okay? And I'm not dehydrated. I got so much water. Too much water. Which is good because I love water. But why would you want bad karma to come to me, Mike Dredd? Why? I'm only responding to videos of people from the Caribbean and Africans that is disrespecting Black Americans, saying that we don't have culture, we lazy, and so off and so on. We are being really disrespected. So I'm responding to a video, to videos that was put out about my people. And you know that y'all people call us Yankee boys, and y'all don't fuck with us like that. Some of y'all, I know a lot of Jamaicans. They got a lot of love for me, that I got a lot of love for them. So they know where I stand, and is love there. But for those who don't have love, those are ones I'm going to have to just let you know the real. So why would you want karma to come to me, bro? For real? That's not love, son. I'm coming from a love, king. But I got beautiful angels. I got my ancestors. I got God, got people who care. That's protecting me. I'm good, so I'm not worried at all, brother. At all, I'm very well protected, and I can protect myself too, on all levels. So, come on, bro. We good. It's all love. Hey, I'm trying, Sharon, but I'm tired as fuck, though. The number's right there. I thought she was going to call in. Come on, man, because I want to change the subject, because now motherfuckers is wishing fucking karma on me. And come on, man. Like, come on. You said that's not – I see, that's what I'm saying. You came in late, Mikey Dredd, because I said not all people from the Caribbean and Africa are like that. This for the ones. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking – I'm not casting a wide net. I'm talking about – to the certain ones. Come on, brother. We probably just came in at the middle. I have love for y'all. That's the last. This is the last time I'm gonna say it, man. I got love for y'all. And kiss my ass after that. Fuck. All right. So nobody ain't calling in on it. All right. Well, fuck it. I don't want to talk about it no more. All right. So I'm done. I didn't do exactly what. No, don't even say that shit. Oh, Mansa Musa, you crazy motherfucker. Nope, nope. I'm not even going to repeat it. Nope, nope. Hold on. Where's my white candle? You know, look, I know I said this last night, but I'm sorry. You know when you clean up, you can just sit back and just stare at the work you've done. I like that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't junky, but it was fucked up a little bit. So I had to really, you know, now I can look at my work and be like, God damn it, I ain't fucking this shit up for another month. But nah, don't make no dog on me, man. Where's my white candle, God damn it? Hold on. It's right there. Don't fucking play with me, man. Don't do that. But I'm protected, so at the end of the day, I'm all right. All right? Kiss my ass. All right, so we got four people. Look, we got three people on the line. Area code 484-704 and 443. Those are only three I'm going to take, and then I'm going to change the subject. This is it. 484, then 704, then 443. If you can make it short as possible or whatever.
Hear me?
484, what you want, goddammit?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
They are very jealous of us. They always have been because they don't have nothing over there. And when they get over here, like you said, they get a little bit of something and they think they're better than us, but they're not because they got to work harder because they got to send money back home to take care of kids and the school and their parents and stuff.
Yeah.
You understand? So ain't no karma coming on you because you always have good content. And I respect that.
Thank
so
you, love.
Don't let them ruffle your feathers because you're right. It's nothing but jealousy. That's the whole thing with our people. No matter where we at in the world, we always jealous of each other. We all never know how to come together and build and do things together. We always want to put each other down. Every time we get a little piece of something. So I just
right.
wanted to say you're right on point, and I love my people too, but I don't like that disrespect. Don't try to put us down because we work hard over here. We go through a lot over here.
We work so hard.
I just want to let you know you're on point, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, boo.
Calling from Philly. Talk to you later.
Shout out to Philly. Peace. And let me say this too. We fought so fucking hard. I did not see not one rude mark. I ain't see no Top Shatta. I didn't see no motherfucker Ashanti. I did not see no Ethiopian. I did not see no Mau Maus. I did not see the Zulus being hosed down, lynched, burnt alive. I did not see any of, I ain't see no fucking Mira Miras. I did not see no fucking Essays. I didn't see none of you niggas. And my man, I ain't see none of y'all motherfuckers who was blown up in the church. We did not see any of y'all motherfuckers in the footage in Black Wall Street, in Rosewood. We didn't see none of you. We didn't see any of you in the civil rights. We didn't see you nowhere until after the fact. I didn't see anybody. None of you niggas was there. The last time I checked, y'all motherfuckers was on your own land. When Mussolini was trying to take over motherfucking Ethiopia, what did our people do? Enlist in the army, was rejected by the U.S. Army because we wanted to go over there and help our brothers and fucking sisters, right? These are cottas. Wanted to help. These are cottas. These, what you call it? Straight wildcats without a home. That's what a cotta means. And nigga, da, 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 to fight for your rights. Rejected and still found a way to get over there. when the Ku Klux Klan was chasing our ass down, I didn't see no Top Shotters. I didn't see no SS, no Mira Miras. I didn't see no fucking Zulus, no Ashantis, no Mau Maus, no Kemetics. I ain't see no motherfucking Islam. I ain't see no Indians from India. I ain't see none of you niggas. I ain't see no Marcus Garvey. We got Marcus Garvey over here, thanks to Frederick Douglass. We don't see none of you niggas in the fight. But y'all come here and have the nerve. Y'all ain't do none of that shit over there. Where y'all from? Talk about it. Then y'all got nerve. The last time I checked, y'all niggas came after the smoke cleared. I ain't even see y'all with the motherfucking Black Panthers. I didn't see y'all. Niggas started pouring in from the late 70s. We don't see y'all. The shit that we went through, y'all got some nerve. And after slavery, look at all the inventions that we did during slavery. I showed y'all the foot. Do I have to reinvent? I mean, go back to it as we was even inventing shit during slavery, having patents, even in after slavery, all the monumental, innovative, time-changing things that we have built, Black Americans, not none of you niggas. Y'all did not do what we done. Stop. Still didn't catch up yet. Y'all didn't catch up yet. And y'all not. Because all of the groundwork that we already laid and continue to. Okay. Area code 704, you got the floor. Bars.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Truly yours, that's you?
Oh. There must be two 704s.
Oh, that's you, go ahead. 704.
All right, there's a delay. All right, so listen, this is H2O. Okay, I called in. This is my second time calling in. How you doing?
What's up?
My heart is really heavy on this subject, and I feel bad. So let me, first of all, apologize for the West Indian community, all right, because I'm Jamaican. My parents came here in the late 60s when they started letting Black Negroes from other places in this country. So that's why we weren't here before then, all right? So I want to say three things. Number one, Willie Lynch. Okay, don't fall for it. We need to unify. Their plan is divide and conquer because the brainwashing and the conditioning is different per land mass, per continent, per colonizer, all right? So the brainwashing that Jamaicans got and all West Indians got is very different than what really happened in America. However, when we come here, I was born here, right?
Okay.
Being here, being born here, I see what y'all go through, and so did my family that came here. So we understand the struggle. We know what y'all went through to pave the way for everybody else colored to come here. You understand? So it's nothing but love. So forgive. It must be these young West Indians or these young Haitians who got, like, mad jealousy or whatever because they stay in their land and they figure, oh, they ain't no oppression like in Haiti. So, you know what I mean? They figure America's walking on streets of gold. Who knows? I don't know. I ain't making no excuse for them. However, forgive them because, like I said, even the conditioning in England, the English Jamaican niggas is completely different than what Jamaica is learning. So it's one, number one, it's the colonizers. Don't let us fall for it. We are unified. We love Black Americans. What? Let me tell you something. I would diss a Jamaican today. You understand? For a sweet Black American like you, like what? Like a nice cutie, smart, you know what I mean? You got your head on straight. Here's the thing. It's different people. It's different conditioning. But we do love you, and we do look up to you, and we know that you are the trendsetter, okay? You have your own culture. You create culture. This is why they go into business to see and study what we are buying so they can go into business in that area to take our black dollars. We are black gold. Not only in the melanin that we have on the black market, our body parts and everything else, and our resilience and our and everything. Everything. You understand? So
right.
It's not only what we buy. It's not only the gold that we have in our DNA. It's not only the melanin. It's not only the innovative and the creativity. Black Americans are the top. Even black British Jamaicans or black African UK British people, they look up. And you know what? I had a conversation with London the other day, and they was like, well, if the black American men in America, if they can break free from their oppressors, then there's hope for the rest of us. And I'm like, what? These people in London? So there's a delay, so I can't hear you, but I'm sorry to rant, but you understand? So don't get it twisted. The world looks up to you because you are us. If there's no hope for you, there ain't no hope for the rest of us. So forgive the little jealousy and the petty and the conditioning and the Willie Lynch programming. You know, you got to forgive them for that, because that's not me, because I always love my Americans, and they've always treated me the best. You understand? Even though I'm mixed up and I'm caught in between, I always give much love to my American indigenous Indian people who these people stole the land from, okay? We know what happened here with social media. We all know how y'all had to give up your voting rights and your land to even vote in the 60s. Like, it's not a secret anymore who you are, and that's why they demonized you, and that's why they hung you in from trees and things like that. You know, this is a us against them. So don't turn on your brother, because let me tell you something, when it's time, we need to help each other, because we're still being oppressed by one person. And that's the third thing I got to say. I'm very passionate about this subject. But check your Cash App. Don't feel bad. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. H2O, all love. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Much love.
Hey. Now, it's only one last call of 443. Hold on 1 second. That was love right there. And, These are the conversations that I love to have. Conversations like this. I want men to call in too. We need to have these conversations because we all have a common threat. One common threat. And their main agenda, their main objective is it's to keep us at odds. The more we at odds, the more we are distracted from what's really going on or what he and his constituents is actually putting in place for all of us while we're fighting each other, being distracted. I said this a long time ago on here, and she just confirmed it. We are black Americans here. Once we change, we are the only ones that can literally make everybody everywhere across the globe to get on cold. Those are bars. Everybody will follow suit. That's why we're not getting no reparations. They're trying to give us reparations. They're bringing everybody else from every other land, country, to undermine us. They're the new Negroes, but with brown skin. This is why they don't want us to have any kind of economical power. Once we... Everybody going to follow suit, and they know it. We can change this shit overnight. 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 Um, the Vietnam War, the North was helping, the China and Russia was helping the North of Vietnam to fight the South of Vietnam. The United States was backing them. I say that to say, the most powerful country, I don't want to say the wrong things. I love America. Let me just say that. I love America. You don't know who's watching, but I love America. Everybody else know who the threat is. Let me not say too much, though. Everything does not need to be said on the internet. I love America, best country in the world. I wouldn't want to live no other place on the globe. But once black people get on cold, it's over. And it don't even have necessarily to do with hurting somebody. 443, if you're still holding on, I'm sorry. I'm just a tiny little rant. Not that we, if we don't have it, it's not even in our DNA to try to put people in captivity and hurt them. We just want a fair chance. Just treat it fair. Why is that so much to ask? Fair and square, because they know once we put our mind to it, we will excel. Anyway, let me take this last call. 443. But I really thank you for your call, H2O. Thank you, Stuart, for that call. All my Jamaican salute, master, big up, and bless. 443, what it be?
Hey, Mike, man, I ain't gonna lie, big bro, you my one of the best creators, content creators on YouTube, big bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. And you welcome, bro. And thing is though, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Like, when I was working at hospital, yo, John Hopkins Hospital, Baltimore City, bro. African dude came in there, bro. Yo, he came in there and he was just on some bull stuff, coming in there trying to direct things, whereas though I already had the position and he tried to direct me, talking about, I don't know how to do my job and things like that. And I'm not trying to be on disrespectful stuff, but I'm sitting here thinking like, God dang. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm here. I've been here. You know what I'm saying? We all the same color. But why you try to make me seem like I'm doing my job wrong? And then went to the white people and made it seem like, you know what I mean? I'm the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? To fit the job. So my thing is this, Mike. It's like this, man. I don't have no disrespect to no people from anybody else, of any other ethnic background. But
right.
I feel as though, like, we don't have, I see the Jewish community. I see Asian community. I see everybody else. They come together, but we don't come together, yo. I swear to God, bro. I grew up in a Jewish community. I'm from Baltimore City, and a town where I grew up is Jewtown. It's black people and Jewish people in the community, right? And, you know what I'm saying, the Jewish community come together. They got, they got events and everything like that. We always hate on each other. And I don't know why. You can go all around the world. And why do we always hate on our people? I cry about it, man, because it's so sad, bro. Like, and then they don't understand what you're saying, bro. And they hate on you and get mad at you about what you're saying. But you're speaking the truth, because I've been through it, bro. I've been through it. It happened to me.
Right. It's sad. It's bad.
It really is sad, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? And it's like, my mom, she told me, she said, you know what? She said, son, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you understand, these people come over here, and they come from environments that, you know, that they've been through, and you know, we came up and we were spoiled. I said, Mom, and the day, Mom, that's not the truth, because in the day, we still come from the same culture, and they understand these people look at us the same way, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, we still got the same skin. I grew up in the same skin you grew up in. So whatever you went through, I went through too. Don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? You come over here and think that these people going to do the same thing for you. It's not the same. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, I just want to let you know, bro. I just want to piggyback on that right now, bro. It's Valentine's Day with my girl. I seen you the live, bro. I just wanted to say, bro, you're one of the best content creators on YouTube, bro. I just wanted to let you know, yo, give you flowers right now, Mike. Because you, yo, you know what I mean? I look at you. I watch everything that you do, bro. You know what I'm saying? And every day you, like my girl, she watch you now. She up here looking at me now. Happy that I'm on the phone with you right now because I always try to get in contact with you, bro. But, bro,
real quick,
thank you.
Day to both of y'all. Thank you. I really appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. All
right, man. You have a blessed one. All right. He hung up. Yeah, man. That's dope, man. That shit, you know, that make your brother feel good, man. So that's really, you know, that's the type of shit that keeps me going too, you know, but I really appreciate it. Really do. Thank you, man. You know, I really just wish that we all can, you know, you don't want to call. To some people, that shit may sound corny, and I don't get it. I really don't get it when y'all seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. We are witnessing all of this shit together. We are seeing everything that I'm seeing together. You see what I see? We follow the same people on Instagram. We on the same social media. Y'all see what I see. So how is it that we don't understand that we all need to stick together? I don't get it. What's up, Sakia? I don't get it. And I think I wish that all of our YouTube content creators was like that. There are enough. There are some, but it's not enough. There's a lot, but it's still not enough. We need all. That's why I ask y'all to share. You really love the channel, please donate. You know? So all this shit is out of love. Y'all can't tell? I don't know what else to tell you. Okay. Let's watch this. How long I been here? Because I'm ready to go already. So I'll be here for another half an hour. All right, we got one more caller because you was on before and you hung up. I take this last call, 443. We got Maryland in Baltimore. All right, last caller. What's good, King or Queen?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up? All
right, so this is Monique. This is my first time calling. My profile name is Ladybug. I've commented before, whatever. But
okay,
I'm from Baltimore, too.
Okay.
And I'm watching. I rarely get to get you on live because I'll be doing other stuff. So I lucked up tonight. But I always watch your content even though it's already recorded.
Oh, man.
So I kind of want to piggyback on the guy that was there because I'm from Baltimore, the previous guy. And I don't know how it is in other states, but it's really crazy in Baltimore. Like how he was saying we got Jewtown and how they stick together.
Yeah.
And I think I got a delay too because – I'm watching you move your lips, but I'm not hearing you.
Oh, wow.
But when it comes to, and I don't really know what I could really say because I don't want to offend anybody, but the Africans and stuff that come here, whatever, they kind of venture to certain neighborhoods, certain areas in Maryland, and they do look down on us. And it's just like, for real, like, we supposed to be the same people or one, and it's kind of frustrating because the women, I look at the women, and I am a quote-unquote natural woman. I don't wear no fake stuff, no fake hair, no eyelashes, anything, but I look at the African women, and they come over here, and they straight put on all the wigs and all the makeup and everything and then still look down on us, and long story short, I was talking to this guy. He's Nigerian. And I was really digging him. But we didn't work out. But he actually ended up with a white woman. And that's something that has always stood out to me. I noticed that a lot of the African men come over here. And at some point, if they didn't already have a relationship, they always end up with a white person. And I don't know if that's a part of the brainwashing that they get in their country and that divides us, but I had showed him a couple of things sometimes, like some videos of like hang-ins, trying to educate him, and he literally was just like, for real? He couldn't believe that he was seeing this, and I'm like, you've never seen this before?
Wow. I'm surprised that he was surprised about that. Wow. I was thinking something totally different.
Yeah.
I know it's a delay.
Yeah. Because I'm hearing you now. Yeah. I'm just starting to hear you talk right now on my end. But yeah, that was pretty much it. That kind of like just bothered me that I was just like, I'm trying to teach you and educate you and tell you how we were divided on purpose. And for whatever reason, he chose this white woman over me. So I was just like, more power to you. Go ahead and you in the sunken place now, brother. So.
Exactly. Hey, love, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your call, sweetie. And shout out to Baltimore, all right? That's where my family's from. Peace, Mo.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Hey. Let me piggyback on that. A lot of them, I was surprised that he was surprised when he was watching the lynchings and stuff like that. I'll just say a lot of them come here because they think that they're going to be in a better society by messing with a white girl. And you know, they always have that talk about these Akatas here. Don't hang out with them. Don't fuck with them and things of that nature. Right. But they fail to understand is that they don't think they're going to get their nigga wake up call. Look what happened with that, with the Nigerian dude that got stabbed up by that girl. The one that was slapping him in the elevator. You know, we've been tricked to think and feel like their water is colder, their toilet is softer. They trick the world to look at the black man, woman and child, as the threat to the world. That's like the devil deceiving the world to believe that he doesn't exist. Or God doesn't exist. Y'all know how that saying goes. The world has been fooled to believe that we are the threat when we are really the saviors of the world. Ain't that the truth? We are actually the saviors of the world, if you want to believe it or not. We can actually save the world and make everyone at peace. But there's no money in peace. It has to be controlled chaos. Look at the bird flu that they're talking about that will mutilate you. See, I'm going to be here for a minute, and I don't want to be here that long. All right? Hold on. And I don't want to stray off the fact, but when these Africans come here, they really feel like they're going to live better or life is going to be much easier by dealing with a white person, dealing with a white girl. I'm not saying you shouldn't love who you want to love, but don't make that your objective because you think your life is going to be much easier. If not, it's going to be much worse. It will be much worse, especially for her side of the family, because they're going to show you that they don't give a fuck about you. You know what I mean? But it's more to that I can't expound on, but I don't feel like it. I've been talking about this for like an hour and some change. I'm fucking worn out from this shit. You know, I had a good day today, but I am a little tired today. I know I say that. Y'all like, damn, are you always tired? Yeah, because I'm always doing something, too. Shit. How did she save the Super Bowl? I don't know. They mad at them Pyramid Sun. Yeah, man, listen, man. Blacks, and I'm talking about all of us as a collective. When I'm not talking about no culture. All of us together, we can actually save the world and make it at peace. You know how a person that's addicted to chaos, they don't want to be bothered, but they want to be all in your business. It's just always an issue, a problem. It's so much deep. I don't know, H2O. I think when Gene Dill did that interview, it said that he don't know nothing about that dude. He just shut down and been quiet. anyway, let me just say this. I'm going to change the subject real quick. I'm going to blow through this shit. All my Africans, all my Jamaicans, all my Haitians, Sapa, Sema, Boule, all my Trinis, all my Bajans, all y'all. I would say Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, all that shit too. All y'all is love. All that. Hopefully, we can see exactly what the real problem is. It ain't us. You know? And I'm just going to leave it like that. It's all love, man. So, that conversation wore me out. It wore me out. All right. Let's switch the subject. Let's go here.
Do you even know, Jake?
Not personally.
Okay. Personally or otherwise, through even middle people?
No.
You know anybody in Toronto?
No.
Do you know any of the names like Smoke Bar or DJ Acrobatus or any of those names?
I could do that.
Did anybody connected with Drake that you're aware of hire you to do the crime of killing and robbing the victim on June 18th, 2018?
Yeah.
How about Mr. Boatwright? Did anybody connected with Drake hire Mr. Boatwright to do this crime?
No.
Yeah. How about Mr. Newsom? Did anybody connected with Drake hire Mr. Newsom to do this crime?
No. Yeah.
How about Mr. Williams? Did anybody hire Mr. Williams by Drake's team to do this crime?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah.
You even know Drake?
My husband.
Okay. Personally or otherwise, through even middle people?
Yeah.
You know anybody in Toronto?
Yeah. All right. So I was watching this earlier when it first came on. These people really don't have any, like, these the prosecutors. I want to play some of it, but I'm going to be honest. I'm ready to go, but when I was listening to the testimony, yo, why this nigga still didn't brush his hair or get a haircut or nothing? This nigga said, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? This nigga really can't wait to get out and eat some Debbie cakes and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, the other three dudes, their lawyers, these niggas was trying to cross-examine him, saying nothing. I'm trying to rest because I got an appointment at 2:30. So I had to make that. I'm glad I went to that appointment. Great fucking news. Great news. But anyway, nothing physical. I don't know no doctors and shit. I'm good. I'm healthy. But anyway, some shit I had to take care of. It was great news today. And I'm trying to rest, but I'm like, damn, I need to hear some of this content so I can talk about it later. So I need to get the rest, but then I need to hear this. So I'm like, god damn. But I'm listening to all of the cross-examination, not the prosecutor. She did her thing, you know, she's, you know, but the defense that was trying to cross-examine Robert Allen, these niggas was talking nothing. They know they got nothing to try to make him look like a liar. He lied about how the money was divided, the amount, like how it was split up out of that $50,000. That was it. That's all they had to try to make the jury look like some reasonable doubt. The other ones, they really had nothing. I'm I ain't gonna hold you. I always wanted to be a lawyer. I always wanted to be a lawyer. What the fuck happened to my screen? I always wanted to be a lawyer. But life just didn't pan out that way. But that was one of the things, because I know I can talk. I know how to dissect stuff. And once my mind is to it, like, I can really be intricate and don't let nothing pass me. And I know that I would have been a great fucking lawyer. I really believe that. Anyway, I'm just listening. I'm like, And the lady is just doing all the objections. Objection, relevance, sustained. Like, they were just asking the most dumbest shit. Like, they was basically getting their money's worth. Because they really didn't have anything. If y'all was listening to it, y'all, for those who was listening to it, y'all definitely see where I'm coming from. They found it so stupid. I'm twisting and turning in a bed. I'm like, that made me can't go to sleep even more. I'm like, what the fuck is that talking about? I'm up there cursing at the screen, asking these stupid-ass questions like they really did something. No further questions. I'm like, you should never got up and asked any fucking questions. Stupid. So I'm not even going to play it. It was just so stupid. It was so stupid today. It's not even funny. It was stupid. It really was. But Drake didn't have anything to do with this shit. Drake didn't have anything to do with the murder at all. At all. And these niggas are stupid. They do a murder and they flashing the fucking money online. Let me go to that. Let me just skim to that. All right, let me share my screen. Today didn't really make no sense, but they have to do it. You know, it's a part of the protocol, but it was so waste of time. I'm not even going to hold it. The defense and the questions, it was so, I swear to God, it was horrible. It was horrible. I'll give you a little bit of the shit that just didn't make no sense. Fuck it. Let's do it. I should move in.
And what did Michael Bolt Wright say in response to Trayvon Newton saying that?
The amount that you said that Cedric Williams changed, though, correct?
Yes.
Just in July of 2022, just 8 months ago, you said that Cedric Williams received $12,000, correct?
Yes.
And to this jury, you said Cedric Williams received $15,000, correct?
Yes.
The amount that you said Trayvon Newsom received changed, correct?
Yes.
Just in July of 2022, you said that he received $12,000, correct?
Yes.
To this jury, you said he received $15,000, correct?
Yes.
And the amount that you said that Michael Boatwright changed, correct?
Yes.
You said in July of 2022 that he received $17,000, correct?
Yes.
And to this jury, you said that he received $15,000, correct?
Yes.
You would agree with me that whether Deidre Williams received $12,000 or $15,000, that does not minimize your role in this homicide, correct?
Objection argumentative.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
That you telling the prosecutor in July of 2022 that he's going to receive $12,000, that doesn't minimize your role in this homicide, correct?
Yeah.
Now, that's just you not getting your story straight, correct?
Objection argumentative.
The prosecutor asked you about the pressure that you were feeling in October of 2018. The statement that you said to Detective Curcio was, it's like you're trying to push me to say something I don't know, correct?
Yes.
You told the detective that you felt like he was trying to push you to say something you didn't know, correct?
Ask an answer, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and answer. And, in fact, you felt like Detective Curcio was trying to get you to say something that you didn't know, correct? So you were just making that.
When I'm telling you here, all that, when I tell you those questions were so irrelevant, I just hope y'all was. I don't want to play all this shit, but just gonna give you a little bit of what they were saying. I've been, you know, I was talking about other stuff rather than what's in the title, but you really didn't miss anything. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's when they go to lunch. Hold on. Oh, all right. No, skip. All right, here it is right here. So let me show that. Look at the stupid thing.
In that photograph, is that from the robbery?
Yeah.
And the robbery I'm referring to is 6/18/2018.
Right after.
Yeah.
Who's taking the photograph?
I'm not sure if it's Michael Porter.
Okay, so the photograph was being taken by one of your co-defendants, Michael Boatwright or Trayvon Newsom, correct?
Yes.
In the room with you, where you are flashing the currency from the robbery, correct?
Yes.
Is that also at the same time I'm showing you 404 of state composite exhibit 2?
Yes.
And so in all of those photographs, it was your co-defendant that took the photos?
Yes.
Just one moment.
In July of 2022, the Deidre Williams received 12.
The photographs were being taken by...
We go to the other pictures then. It was some more pictures. I'd rather do that. Yeah, here it is. I was watching all this shit today, trying to get some sleep. Look at this stupid shit. Drake is not that dumb. All that money, he will pick these losers, these stupid ass niggas, to do dirty work. Nah. Look how sloppy these niggas is. They get money and never seen that much money in their whole lives, and they take it to the internet. That is... Remember that show on True TV, World's Dumbest Criminals? They need to bring that shit back on TV in 2023.
Yes.
Now, I'm showing you 1 of 4. For any of these individuals that are in 104 with you on the day that the four of you committed the homicide and robbery against Jaffe Osborne. Showing you 2 of 4. How about that person that's kneeling down? Is that person with you on that day at Reba?
No.
Showing you 3 of 4, the individual in the white shirt. Was that person with you on 6/18/2018 when you and your co-defendant killed and robbed Jaffe Osborne?
No.
Showing you 4 of 4, were any of those three individuals with you on the day that you robbed and killed Jaffe Osborne?
Yes.
Who?
Deidre Williams.
And what is he wearing in the photograph?
A sweatsuit.
Okay, what color is it?
It's a lot of colors.
Multicolored?
Yes,
there's a lot of colors.
And
there's the other one too. Hold on, let me go to that one too. Hold on. There's some more pictures she's showing.
Louis Vuitton.
And they was talking for a long time over there too. All right, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, where's the other dickheads that was asking?
State exhibit.
Here it is.
The robbery where Mr. Newsom killed the jury, that Mr. Newsom is flashing around the time of the homicide. Where did that currency come from?
The robbery.
The robbery where Mr. Newsom killed and robbed Jocelyn's boy, correct?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Kimmock asked you a couple of days ago during his...
All right, yeah, I guess I should know. Hold on.
Yeah. Video.
Did you believe that you would go? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think she asked me if my dad had any involvement in that or something.
Did he?
No.
Would you know that?
Yes.
You testified that your dad died of a heart attack. But was it true that that heart attack was due to drug consumption?
Judge, I'm not just relevant.
Listen to these questions. It's so unnecessary.
Now, you have knowledge that my client was involved and his business was tattooing people, correct?
Yes.
And as part of that business, people were paying him cash money. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Okay. And it's also true that you've seen on multiple occasions my client flashing money on social media. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, why? Why did you waste your time to even do all that? It's like, bro, you already got paid. Just, if you got nothing to ask, shit the fuck that. I swear to God, I'm like, yo, this was so stupid. Or each and last lawyer that got up and asked them questions, it was so irrelevant. I mean, every last question was irrelevant. It was like they just had to find something because what he is saying about them, the lawyers really don't have no defense, so they need to act like they're doing something to try to create reasonable doubt to the jurors. It was like a real clown show today. It was so dumb. It really was, y'all. It was so fucking dumb. I'm not playing. Exactly, Diamond. The defense was just dragging it. That's why the judge took an hour and 43 minutes. They came back at 1:43 because I had to get up at 2:30. Get the fuck out of here, man. It was so bullshit. I swear to God, it was just bullshit. The whole trial today was a waste of our life. It really was. Let me go to my sidebars and just get up out of here. Let's go to this crazy motherfucker.
I want to make a confession. Ooh. I've been keeping this a secret. I put 3 old block members in jail. I swear to God. I got 3 old block members in Atlanta jail right now because of me. Ask anybody from Chicago if they know. I've been keeping it a secret. Girl, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show y'all the booking numbers and everything. And I've been keeping it a secret. I was going to wait till summertime to tell everybody. Say, y'all know it's 3 niggas in jail right now from Chicago, old block. I'm going to show y'all their Instagram page and everything. Now, I've been keeping it a secret. I've been waiting for the right time to tell everybody. Yeah, I can't hold it no more. They told me I can't. I ain't supposed to be saying that. But, man, fuck that shit. Fuck it, y'all think I'm bullshit. I don't know a lot of y'all. I might bullshit, but I ain't lying. Hold on, boys and girls. Do y'all see that name right there? The names and booking numbers. So I want to make a confession. Now, I've been keeping this a secret. Everybody get that booking number right there? Do y'all see what's his name? Chicago, Illinois. No bullshit. And watch the dates. Hold on. Watch the dates. Y'all see them dates? Now, hold on. Hold on, y'all think I'm bullshit. I'm the police for real. I told y'all, I'm the motherfucking police. They thought I was bullshit. Yeah, they thought I was a nigga. I'm the motherfucker. They just ain't gave me a badge yet. I'm going to get a badge. I'm going to put enough of you niggas ass in jail. I'm going to get a badge. There go the other nigga name right there. Dion Wade. Y'all see the booking number? Somebody look in that booking number and see if that's a real booking number. Somebody type in that booking number and see if it's a real booking number. Y'all see them dates? Can anybody get that booking number right there? Any of them got a no bond. Watch this here. They got a black male. One of them, look, big nigga. Atlanta Police Department. I told y'all, got any goddamn man. Oh, Ruth Lee, boy. That was one of the niggas right there. Y'all, that's one of the niggas right there. Somebody asked his family member, is Charleston White got a nigga locked up? There goes some of the niggas right there. Oblock. Now, just because they in the game, nobody. Say something about that white woman. Something about the white man. The white man don't like criminal games. Yeah. Most people like individual criminals. Don't nobody like a group of criminals. Come on, let me show you. I'm doing a good job making arrests. Well, I'm not making arrests. I'm doing a good job of getting them arrested. Yeah, I'm doing it. So let me bring it right up. Somebody look up this booking number. I ain't got to drive nowhere. No, they in my world. Metaverse world. Where I can touch your ass and wave nigga my arms. Nigga, I got the long arm of the law. Oh, you don't know how long them goddamn arm is.
Hey,
boy, that motherfucking long arm of the law can do this right here and touch China and never even go to China. Boy, that long arm of the law is a motherfucker. He just went northbound on College Street. He just went south on Nigger Road. He just went south on... No, that motherfucking long arm of the law.
Yo, this nigga is crazy, son. Y'all better leave this man alone. Leave that nigga alone. He will put you under the jail. I don't even know what to say. I'm just going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave that one alone. That's kind of crazy. Mm-mm. Let's keep it pushing. Let's go here.
Okay, listen.
Damn, that shit loud.
I've been getting this, this question about the youngsters and fingernail, wearing fingernail polish. Me personally, I don't wear fingernail polish. If I'm a different era, I'm a 70 baby. You know, I wear one earring, not two, right? That's just our thing, right? So I said, shit, I got to ask the youngsters because I know a lot of youngsters are Trippy Red, NBA, Lil Uzi. Like, I know these men. Like, these men are not feminine. These men are not gay. They're very masculine. They're very stand-up individuals. But they bringing them up like, yo, what? They wear fingernail polish. Why? I said, I don't know. It's a different era. When I grew up, niggas was sagging their pants. You know, your ass is out. Some motherfuckers, my parents and uncles were like, what y'all doing with your ass out? Nigga, that's gay. But it wasn't gay. It was just some trendy shit we was born. So now I'm coming to y'all. To the youngsters out there, I'm hearing some about emo and all this other shit. Can y'all leave a comment down below on what it is about the new, the youngsters, what does the fingernail polish represent? I personally, because of some of the youngsters I've mentioned that I know, and I know these young men, they men, they're masculine men, I don't think it means that. I just think it's another type of move. But I don't know. They asked me this fucking question on Clubhouse, and I ain't got no answer for it, so I'm not going to make no instruction about it. So y'all leave a comment below so I can go back and have this conversation.
That's crazy. Trippy Red said it's a way of expressing your feelings. What feelings, man? Being true to yourself is self-care. Ladies, let me ask a question. Hypothetically speaking, if your son, and you know he could fight women in his ass, and you just happen to catch him, you know, he usually have his door locked, playing his music or whatever, playing his game, smoking weed or whatever, and you just happen to walk in the room one day or one night,
and you see him just painting his nails and shit like that, what the fuck would you think? You know what I mean? Is this expressing himself, self-care? Like, how would y'all feel about that? Like, I don't think no man, but you see a lot of men do it. You see him, Thugger, Lil Uzi Vert, Trippy Red. Who else did that shit? Name some names. There was some other dudes that was doing that shit. I'm trying to remember the names who did it. There's quite a few who paint their nails. Who else? But anyway, why would it be a trend? A lot of the stylists are, yes, Trinidad James. A lot of people who are stylists in the industry, a lot of them live a same-sex lifestyle, which is no problem. You know, live your life, okay? And those things be pushed on the artist, or they get comfortable with it. You know, they run Hollywood, they run the entertainment, all of that stuff, man. All they pieces on the chessboard is exactly where they need to be. No man, I mean no hetero, yep, NBA Youngboy, I remember that. No heterosexual male should ever put any paint on their nails. I know, you know, there's men that like the manicures, you know what I mean, get the clear nail polish on their shit. Now that is, I could say, I guess that's different. I had a manicure one time, and that's when on the other side of my projects, so this is way early. This is like 99 or some shit like that. My girl at the time, I'm like, nah, I ain't fucking doing that shit. So I'm sitting in the it was like a beauty salon / barbershop, some crazy, whatever the fuck it was. And I just got a little manicure, put the clear shit on my nails and shit like that. I just felt the way doing that shit, just that. And I'm like, I never did no shit like that ever again in my life. But to get your shit painted, like, nah, that's not masculine. You know, I just feel like the way God has designed you, it is for a reason, it's a purpose. You are created the way you are for a specific reason. If that was the case, those billions of cells that you raced and beat to get to that egg, they would have been, you would have lost. They would have won in that egg. It would have been the opposite of what you're trying to be. You know what I mean? Being what you're trying to be, even though you're the opposite gender. I just think what's designed for you, which is what is God given to you from the Creator, then that's exactly who you are, because you would have came out different. You would have came out exactly what you think you are, what you're trying to be. You wouldn't come out with a penis. If you're trying to switch over, he would have gave you a vagina. That would have been divinely given from the Creator. So I just believe in nature. I believe in God's law. I believe in God's plan. You know? Stick with what you got. You said Bad Bunny got a whole set? It is what it is. All right, let's continue a little bit more. Yo, this shit right here is funny if I could find it. I was hollering. Who remember this? Oh yeah, the shooter. Who remember this, man? I bust nuts on this shit right here. Okay, who remember this, nigga? Every black household had that. You heard? Remember the TV with the ass in the back? I remember that size TV. Yo, these was the Let me tell you something. These were the best. The only ones that I ate was this right here, this one. This one, all the other ones I had to force myself to eat. Every time my mom's had these shits, she had like two of them sitting on the dining room table, like this, in between the like the couches and shit, the centerpiece or whatever. Man, she would be so tight. You know, it comes to that little white little wrapper thing. Man, I used to tear these shits up. This is like the butter cookie shit. Like this one, you can really taste the butter in the cookies. Like this was my shit. This had some old like sugar little things on it. I really hated it. I had to force to eat that shit, but it was nothing else to eat. Like far as like any cookies or any kind of sweets or candies and shit, like junk food or whatever. This was my favorite. This one, that bitch right there. I had to get it before my sisters get it. My sister get it, or my brother, or whatever. You already know. Yo, that brings back so many memories, family. It's not even funny, son. This is crazy. The father said that this dude became evil after his father died. I mean, after his mother died. After his mother died, right here it is. Michigan Guzman's father says shooter turned evil once his mother died. Motive for killings still unknown. Let's give a rest in peace to the people that was murdered. And one of them was Delicious. That's ooh, sorry, but I don't like Delicious. How she have her daughter mimicking her, showing her ass and twerking and all that shit. I do not like Delicious. That is a bad mother. But rest in peace to her niece that was murdered there as well. So I'm going to give a moment of silence, man. Rest in peace. This dude, Anthony McRae, is a sucker. A sucker. Surprised that he's black that did that. Kind of crazy. But he's a sucker. Shit happened to Busta Rhymes. Fuck Busta Rhymes. I don't rock with Busta at all. This is shit I was talking about earlier. Bird flu expected to mutate and possibly kill 50% of humans who contract it. The bird flu, come on, man. You know exactly what they doing in them fucking labs. In truth, ooh, you know what? I'm not even going to say that. Nope, I'll be quiet on that. I was about to say something. I'll be quiet.
Oh my god.
But yeah, man, I know that's a scary situation.
Man. Yeah,
that's really crazy, man. Really crazy. So for the ones who passed away, man, rest in peace.
Black Americans claiming that they are not Africans, they are right, they are correct, because many black Americans are actually from the slave trade. They are not simply fleeing from Africa to America, because they are the native indigenous Americans with black skin. Before Columbus, before the Europeans came to America, they were black people living on the land. And history also showed the evidence that Africans were traveling and trading with Americans, the Native Americans, way before the Europeans came to America. So when you have a black American saying that they are not African, please understand.
Those are facts. Facts. Seen some paperwork going Mr. Gibbs, and I ain't gonna go there either. That ain't my problem. That shit crazy though. Yo, the internet ain't shit, right? Check this shit out. Why they do that? That's so fucked up. When you say you never come from here, but 30 seconds, she got you like that. That's fucked up. That's Pops who died in the movie Sugar Hill. That's when he was dying from an overdose. That's fucked up they used that. The internet ain't shit, especially this one right here. This is funny. Black history fact, Melvin Johnson was the first black man to hit somebody so hard they mama felt it. Look right over here. That's funny. I cannot fuck with the internet. You will never win with the internet, son. I fell out saying that shit. Oh, I'm gonna end the show playing this. Hopefully I don't forget. Play video. I want to end that show with this right there. Son killed that shit. Shout out to him from Philly, too. Philly video. I'm writing it down. Give me a second. This is the shit that we going. Listen to this shit, man. Listen to this, man.
Like to my phone when I'm throwing it back. Left, right, all of that. We looking for some niggas who be. And when my girl talking, we looking for. Trying to find a wife, then I ain't no bitch. Yeah, I'm hoochie mama making niggas go fight, y'all. Yeah. It's feeling just like I bitches right. Man, damn, boo, boo, that's why I kept y'all back. Yeah, me to watch them when I win and watch them wear the bag. Bitches, come and get this money. The check is out.
What the fuck?
My DNA, shut them out. Yeah. Claiming your own paper, nigga, cut it out.
Cut it out.
You can't even.
This is the shit. None of that shit cute, man. None of it. This is the shit that we, excuse me, not we, I ain't included. What niggas is listening to, this is the shit that they plan for our kids, son. And these people is whack as hell. I just want to say that they are fucking up hip-hop. They are fucking hip-hop up. Yeah, y'all running hip-hop, but y'all are destroying it at the same time. This is the most lamest nigga on the planet. Wisconsin man arrested for double murder after catching his girlfriend having sex with another woman. My dick, I would have been like, oh, that's the, I would have jumped in the shower. I would have groomed myself, cut all the hair off my dick on the side, my balls. Well, the balls gonna be hairy because I'm scared to, you know, the clippers done, you know, clip my fucking my skin quite a few times. So, you know, my whole shit will be bald, but the balls will be hairy. I'm scared. So you might have some strings in your mouth, but I groom that motherfucker up. I go to the kitchen. Get my glass, put some two or three pieces of ice in there, pour my drink, get my cigarette, you know what I mean? Open up a pack of honey or drink some fucking, Magnum drink, the Jamaican wine shit. Bitches, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, all right? Did they go for an extra couple of rounds? Hey, it is what it is, man. Go in and watch, you know what I mean? Watch, smoke to it, and then, you know, participate. You know what I mean? Start eating. I'm waiting with this. You know, I eat with them. And then, you know what I mean? This nigga went and killed them. You are a lame nigga. You gonna get butt fucked for that. He's gonna butt fuck them just for that. Just for that. He gonna get butt fucked just for that. This dude. Crazy.
Check from now, out. He will remain in jail until his trial. After charges on January 27th, Tampa rapper Billy Adams is back in jail and wanting out. Adams is charged with the murder of his pregnant girlfriend, Alana Sims, and her unborn child.
And I'm covering the case of Billy Bennett Adams this afternoon.
Recently, Adams asked the judge to let him out of jail. But during a bond hearing Monday, Adams had a change of heart. He decided not to fight the state on his release. He will remain in jail pending his trial. However, his public defender did complain to the judge about the high level of pretrial publicity in the case. He fears Adams won't have a fair trial and is now asking for a widespread gag order.
We have police speculating on motive, saying that Mr. Adams was because he didn't want to...
I don't want to hear that shit. He just got acquitted of murder, came home and killed his girl and his unborn child. I was looking at this.
Something is killing me slowly, and I'm feeling so lonely. Now I'm looking up to God.
I'm turning 39, not married, no child, not in a serious relationship. I'm hopeless. Please help me, God. I don't know. Could it be your attitude? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not making an agenda thing. I don't know. Look at the grimy shit. Oh, you see all the crazy stuff that people done talked about, Beyonce robbing and stealing people's style and music and stuff like that. This one right here kind of took the cake. I'm late to the party on this. Maybe y'all knew, but I'm late to the party on this right here.
What happened with this Drunken Love song? Was this your song first? It was your song?
I recorded the song first for her.
For Beyonce.
And then DCL came and worked with her. He said she didn't listen to it. He said she didn't, I don't know what happened, whatever, with it. And then she didn't put it out for like 6 months. And we never know. Like, what she doing with the record? He was like, man, let's just make another one. We make good money. A few more records going at the time. Drunken Love just came out of nowhere, and if I would have put my album out in November, she wouldn't have been able to put Drunken Love out. So it worked out.
Did you get credit for that?
I did Drunken Love.
There's not going to be a lawsuit here or anything.
Nah, man. No lawsuit, no good news, nothing, man. Like I said, I don't get into that. I don't do it for that, man. I got hits for real. That's not my last song.
Grimy. See that? She got a long history of just stealing shit. Her and Jay, they got a history. But who am I? This is the last video I'm going to play, but check this out. This is for these millennials. Let's get it.
The only gunner we respect is Westside or Young Chris, because niggas get tested and then they testify on dumb shit. Free Thug, man, I guess that's just what it all come with. You gave him his own loaf and he's still on some crumb shit. That fuck shit. Yeah, it's different when that fucking cell door locked. Money in them whole stops, you see who really gon' rock. All them niggas that was gangin' when the court popped. Now them niggas fucking names singing for the court doc. That street shit pricey, nothing free at all costs. So when that judge liked him, he ain't G as y'all thought. I know you like him, but see, he was all talk. Cause he ranting like the mic, he tried to flee before he fought. Like, how the fuck these niggas promote and poison they sell, y'all? Get booked and don't even stand on the shit they tell, y'all. Got these youngins brave spinning drill when they nail, y'all. Feel bad for these kids, the way a black man fell, y'all. Blind Lee and Blind, these niggas need to find God. It's like, tell me where I'm wrong. It's like, tell me when I lied. I'm really from shit, but I'm still chilling, cause otherwise I'm with the dumb shit. But I still give you the other side. Shout to ARF from Philly, shout to guys like Casanova, shout to Bobby Smurder too. Them niggas really kept the code up. Do the crime, do the time, till they time was over. That's the way it is, the way it should be, if your man a soldier. Niggas say they rolling, but them niggas rolling over. If that's the hand you chosen, then you hold them, don't you hold them. Fuck them. I don't understand how these niggas functioning. Then they come home and some niggas still fuck with them. The game is nothing, because real niggas ain't enough. The only gunner we respect is Westside or Young Chris, because niggas get tested and then they testify on dumb shit.
That was hard right there. Those are bars. Bars upon bars. Hey, man, I've been here long enough. H2O, thank you for the donation. And I love Jamaica as well, man. Love y'all. Thank you. What's the name? It was somebody else. Excuse me, I just want to say it real quick. Where you at? I said moving the loo slow. Come on, biatch. I'm definitely going to kick back right now, though. Definitely. Antonio, Monique, H2O, Roosevelt, and Olivia. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. All that good shit. Everybody, much love to everybody. Much love to my Caribbean people. Much love. You already know. Much love. And the people from the motherland. Peace and blessings to y'all as well. Getting out of here. Y'all be easy. Y'all be good. Love y'all. Stay safe. All that good shit. Peace. I'm out.